Okay, coach. So I guess just just first a quick statement about just Cruz going to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, we're certainly happy for him. He deserves the offer that he got. He had a heck of a year, his first year with us, and obviously it's a little bittersweet. We'd love to pencil his name in the lineup every day and in the leadoff hole playing shortstop for us, but at the end of the day, our job is to help get these guys to the next level. And so whether it be 1 year or 2 years, it's always good to see these guys move on and continue their career. So we're certainly happy for him, certainly excited for him, and looking forward to continuing to watch his career kind of unfold.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of talk a little bit more about that bittersweetness that you mentioned. I was thinking about that too. Just, obviously the job for JUCO is to get them to that next level, but your job is, aside from that, also is to keep on winning every single year. And I mean, he was fantastic with almost 400 batting average and plenty of extra base hits and was a swiper of bases all season long. I mean, he was the Gracan region freshman of the year. Just, I mean, it's obviously you're happy for him, but like you said, you want to pencil him every single day next season too.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be tough to replace him. And the reality of it is, don't know that you're going to replace him, but I think the thing that probably, stings the most, and sting is maybe too aggressive of a word, but the hardest part that's going to be replaced is just the leadership value that he brought. And that dude by the end of the year, as a freshman, was no doubt the leader of our team, and had sophomores looking up to him and looking to him to make decisions and come up big in big situations. And so for me, just the type of dude he is, and the type of teammate and clubhouse guy and leader, I mean, that guy was going to be the face and the heartbeat of our team this year. And so that, the 391 and the 9 home runs and the doubles and the extra base hits and the solid defense, like, that's going to be tough to replace. But there's certainly guys that can step in and fill that role. But the ability to lead is not something that just comes naturally for some, and for him, he did such a good job with it. And so that's ultimately what we're probably gonna miss out most on. But you know what? Like I said, at the end of the day, it's our job to help these guys get to the next level, and those characteristics are part of the reason why he's getting the opportunities at the level he's getting at now, and so that makes him the player and the type of guy that he is. So.
Well, and as you mentioned, the going to the next level. Coastal Carolina, they were in the World Series championship. And I mean, obviously there was plenty of news around just what was going on with that. But I mean, you've probably seen them enough, especially with them being in that World Series. Just do you see them as being a good fit with the Shants?
Yeah, I really do. I think, I think their coaching staff is, I think it's similar to us. I think they really value the relationships with guys. They really embody the blue collar, hard nosed, work hard type, type of atmosphere, family type culture. I've told people from the beginning, as this thing kind of to pick up steam, with him and some with Coastal and some other teams with Cruz, and as people started to make phone calls to me late in the year and try and get a feel for whether they were going to have a chance at getting Cruz for the following year or not. And Cruz is a guy that has a steady set of values and understands who he is as a person, and is not a guy that's chasing a patch on a sleeve. So he wasn't going to make a decision somewhere where he did not feel 100% confident in the fit. And I agree with him 100%. After knowing those guys and the relationship that I've got with those guys, and but then just doing the research on what their roster looks like right now for next year and where Cruz fits in. But from a personality standpoint, yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, well, and just the also you mentioning just seeing the similarities in the coaching staff. I was only exposed to them really just through the limited time that the nation got to see them, but just seeing Kevin Schnall and kind of putting them up against you here in this past hour or so that I've known about it, I see kind of similarities in just that, and that it does feel like kind of like if you wanted them to go to the next level in his sophomore year. I mean, Kevin Schnall feels like the perfect coach to go ahead and grab Cruz and say, we're going to mold him. And he's basically going to just pick up right where you've left off.
Yeah, no doubt. They're really good dudes. They've done a great job with that program. Kevin's been there for a while and as an assistant, and obviously is taken over as the head coach, and he's done a really, really good job. And that entire staff has been really, really good people and had a lot of success. And not only just success winning games, but developing guys. The reality is it's not the SEC, and so it's not like they're just going out and getting the absolute top of the line guys year in and year out. But what they're able to do is they're able to get the most out of their guys, they're able to develop guys, and obviously in turn that leads to some wins.
Well, and like you said, they're not getting, top end guys that are on everybody's radar a lot of the time, but they, as I mentioned, they were in the College World Series this past year, so they are kind of a program that is continuing to rise. And so for a kid from Centralia, I have to imagine that this feels like a big step and the right step for him to potentially, if he wants to be getting to the majors one day as well.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just a natural progression, right? And you go have success at the junior college level, now move on to the Division I level. And even though Coastal's not a Power Four, quote unquote Power Four conference, clearly they can compete with anybody in the country. And I didn't mean it, that they're not getting good players. Obviously it's just not the SEC, right? But those guys have the ability to develop. They've got the ability to recruit good players. And again, I just think the atmosphere and the culture is right. And so, but yeah, for Cruz personally, that's, it's a natural step, and you go in there and have success as a, hopefully, lead to maybe getting on some more draft board and create some attention, and then go have a great junior year, and then and hopefully be a draft. And obviously, that's his ultimate goal, as with most college baseball players, at least early in their career, their goal is to, eventually make it to the big leagues, as most of us aspire to. And so, it's the right step, it's the right time. He had such a good year that he kind of strike as the iron hot is hot, so to speak. And so we're certainly happy for him.
Well, and I guess final question, we've touched on it a bunch, but just you're recruiting all over the nation. Obviously, you're looking at the region primarily, but you're looking everywhere. But for someone to basically be in your backyard and to have the freshman season that he had, and now he's getting this next opportunity again, a little bit sooner than probably you would have personally liked, but you're still happy for him. But for someone in Southern Illinois, in your own backyard, to be reaching these heights already, just what does it mean to you and to the program as well?
Yeah, it's awesome. We love it. I was actually just having a conversation with somebody recently about this. We love it when we get the guys from Southern Illinois that come in and have a lot of success. I mean, we've been very fortunate of late here, with Drew Pesca and Trevor Jackson and Carson Stotler. And so we've had a good number of guys here locally in Southern Illinois that have been able to come in and have success. And we've got a pretty good group of guys coming next year, and so we're excited about that, that crop of talent. But you're right, it's always great when when we can get those guys, because I think the reality of it is, it's tough to compete nationally, and people not necessarily understand what it takes. And so, like, when we can get some of these guys from Southern Illinois and kind of put them on a national scale, level, national scale, where they're starting to get seen by people from all over the country. You had Trevor go to ECU, you got Stotler going to Western Illinois, you got Drew obviously signed with the Reds, and now you got Coastal Carolina. And so it's nice to be able to put those guys out there and get out and see what else is out there. And so yeah, it's always good when we get some homegrown talent.
All right, coach, that's all I had for you. I appreciate the time, and I hope you enjoy these hot days coming up, but I try and stay cool, but I know that the work is never done when it comes to baseball.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate it.